This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. New York is one of the latest cities to fiercely debate spending taxpayer money on a new stadium. The proposal calls for a new home for Pro Football's New York Jets. It would be on the west side of Manhattan near the Hudson River. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports on a conflict over sports, politics, and waterfront real estate.
Over on the far west side of Manhattan, a tall gray concrete wall encloses a three-square block area where commuter trains stop for maintenance between rides. The Hudson Rail Yards, as they're called, have long beckoned those in the business of sports. What they'd like to see here on top of the rail yards is a stadium for the New York Jets, who now play their games across the river in New Jersey's Meadowlands. In the seats just outside the Jets' president's suite, where there are platters of shrimp cocktail next to a hot dog warmer, CEO Jay Cross acknowledges lusting for a pretty big swath of Manhattan real estate. There's the cachet, and there's the subway. A great place for a stadium, he says.
Well, they work great in downtowns because they take advantage of public infrastructure that's there for the rush hour demands.
Whether that's an appropriate use of land has become the subject of a high-volume debate in a town where real estate is like oil in Texas, something to fight for.
The stadium does nothing for New York City, does nothing for New York City's, environment.
When West Side Assemblymember Richard Godfrey tried to lay out why he was opposed to the stadium at a recent hearing, he was drowned out by members of the Building Trades Union until stadium opponents shot back with a chant of their own. Gottfried finally got a chance to speak.
A stadium that takes up three square blocks of prime waterfront real estate for a building that is dark most of the time and does nothing for the city's economy makes no sense if you care about jobs and economic development for this city.
What has stadium opponents most upset is the plan for the city and state to borrow $600 million to build a platform over the rail yards to support the stadium. The neighborhood groups who oppose the stadium are savvy and well-organized, but their concerns might have little sway had it not been for these ads, referring to Mayor Michael Bloomberg, running on television sets all over the city.
It's Bloomberg versus Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg wants to spend $600 million tax dollars on a football stadium, yet he demands we do more with less.
The ads are being funded by Cablevision, which owns Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall, the largest venues in Manhattan. Cablevision has spent $8 million and counting on the ads and on high-priced lobbyists. Mayor Bloomberg, who has staked a great deal of political capital on getting the stadium built, says Cablevision is only trying to protect its monopoly. And he's linking the stadium, which New Yorkers have doubts about, to bringing the 2012 Olympics here. A much more popular idea. At a recent press conference, a reporter couldn't even finish asking if there was a chance the Olympics would come to New York without the stadium.
If the stadium somehow can't get... What letter in the word zero do you not understand? Yes, sir.
Last week, New York sent its official bid to the International Olympic Committee in Lausanne, Switzerland. Three bright volumes in French and English, prominently featuring the Jets Stadium, which would also serve as the Olympic Stadium. The move is a high-stakes gamble in a process fraught with gambles. The Bloomberg administration has opted to set up the stadium financing so it's not subject to any public or legislative vote. Instead, obscure state boards will get the final say. And those boards are notoriously susceptible to the very lobbyists Cablevision has hired. Over in Jay Cross's private perch, the Jets president seems almost perplexed that he's encountered such stiff opposition.
You're sitting here tonight. I mean, isn't this a great congregation of people? It's part of our popular culture. It's part of our civic culture. It's part of people getting together in a civilized manner. And how can you be against it? You can't say I'm just for opera houses and not for sports.
But stadium opponents say there should have been a far more open and imaginative process to develop a piece of waterfront property so close to Midtown Manhattan. As it is, they'll know whether they've prevailed when a state board votes early next year on whether to approve public funds to build a football stadium. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.